Thank you, thank you. This episode is called Can't Tell Me Nothing About Nightmare Relatives, because I've got a few myself. For example, my grandma, right? My grandma is the head of my family. Like, she's like your old-fashioned, traditional, typical West Indian, take-no-nonsense type of grandma. You know, like, she's the kind of woman that I would love to see on a programme, Super Nanny, right? Like, do you guys watch Super Nanny? It's a good show, isn't it? I'll give her credit. She does get the job done, but my gosh, it's PC, man. Like, she talks to the kids like they've got rights and opinions, you know? She does. Like, she's like, Timothy, come here, Timothy. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to put the hammer down, Timothy. 5, 4, 3, make a choice, Timothy. 2, 1. Okay, Timothy, take a time out. And that's it. That's my grandma. It'll be totally different, man. It'll be a lot shorter show. My grandma, she'll be like, Timothy, we're going to give you 5 seconds to put the hammer down. 5, 1, boom. Now I'll take a time out.
Okay, guys, I've called this family meeting to let you know that Grandma's going to be staying with us next week while her house is being redecorated. So, before she arrives, we need to go over the rules.
Rules? What do we need rules for? It's just Grandma.
Because I want us on our best behaviour while your Grandma's here. I know what you two ragamuffins are like.
Yeah, Nathan.
What? Well, hold on. I wasn't the one who blocked up the toilet last week, took a picture and Bluetoothed it to the rest of the family.
Come on, that was funny though, eh?
Hey, you see? This is what I'm talking about. For 1 week, I want a sensible son and a sensible husband. Rule number one, no stupid pranks in the house. Rule number two, for the next week, you are not a comedian.
What do you mean?
Well, for some reason, Grandma's got it into her head that you're a successful young architect.
And why does she think that, Mum?
Because that's what I told her. You know what your grandma's like? She would go mad if she knew you were wasting your life on jork.
I'm not
having her thinking I'm a bad mother because you think you're funny all of a sudden.
Okay, Mum, seriously. Don't you think you're taking this a bit too far? It's just Grandma.
For once, I don't want her to find something to criticise me about. No matter how hard I've tried, it's just never been good enough. Mum, look! I got 92% on my test!
92%? You want me to be impressed with that? You think Einstein only get 92% on him test in high school? No, him get 100. So what about the other 8%, eh, Janet? You're a slacker? You know what? Me go help you find that 8%. Go and get me belt.
Mum, I've just got my first full-time job. From this Monday, I'll be working as a PA.
A PA?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just a fancy way of saying secretary? And why are you getting all excited about a secretary? All you're doing is picking up the phone. Me pick up the phone all the time at home, and me no brag about it. Now, when you're the manager, then come and talk to me. Until then, go and get me belt.
Look, Mum, Nathan's walking on his first birthday.
Well, it's about time. Him is a year old now. By the time me was a year old, me was walking, talking, and me cooking for the whole family. Me no know what kind of lazy pick you're raising here, Janet, but you best get your act together. You know what?
I know. Go and get your belt.
Well, you know what? If you're going to be fresh, go and get me belt and me slippers.
Oh, that's her. Nathan, pull up your trousers. Stand up straight. Posture! Hi, Mum.
Hi, Janet.
You all right?
Oh. Martin, you keeping well?
Yeah, I'm good, Mum. I'm fine.
Nate, hey. You're still alive. Long time in a see you, boy.
Hey, Grandma, you all right?
How is work for you, Nate? You enjoy being an architect? Your mum tell me how successful you become.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yes. And now you've just been asked to design a house for Prince William and Kate.
Oh, interesting.
You see, Martin, that is what a successful man look like. You should learn from your son. You doing the donkey work in the office, but Nate is a top architect all by himself.
What?
We know who is the man of the house these days. Don't we, Nate?
That's right, Grandma.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?